Amen. That is a good song. Thank you so much. What a blessing. Appreciate that. You know, here in John 19, of course, we come to the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ, but I call your attention especially to the fact that his mother is standing there as he's crucified. I cannot imagine what all was going through her mind. I can't imagine how she felt and how difficult a time that had to be. But Jesus, of course, being Jesus, he loved his mother and he cared about his mother, and he made sure that some things were made known in this little passage. I entitle the message this morning, Gifts for Mother's Day. And I trust that we will think about these things and think about the opportunity that we have to give gifts for Mother's Day. You say, oh, no, you don't understand. I already got it covered. I mean, I've got some flowers and I've got, taking her out to eat and I've got all these things. Well, I think you'll see these are just a little bit different kind of gifts for Mother's Day. Father, bless the preaching. Please speak to our hearts and give us what we need from your word. I pray that you'll help someone today who maybe is not saved to realize that'd be the best thing in the world they could give to their mom, that they'd be saved, they'd know they're going to heaven. Maybe someone here who's not right with you, best thing in the world they could do for their mother today would be to be right with you. Please speak to our hearts. Give us what we need, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I remember my dad, as I was growing up, he, Father's Day, Christmas, birthday, we would always ask him, Dad, what do you want? What can we get you? And he'd always say, nothing. I mean, just every time, nothing. I don't want anything. Don't give me anything. I don't need anything. Whatever I need, I go buy. I don't want anything. And I remember one time at Christmas, my wife, we were married, and we'd been married just a short time, and Dad kept saying nothing. So Brenda got an empty box, wrapped it up, gave it to Dad, and said, here you go. And he was thrilled. I mean, he loved that. He laughed about that and thought that was the greatest thing. Now, I thought about that as my children were growing up. And, of course, being a pastor, often I'll have a young person come and say, what do you want for your birthday? What do you want for Christmas? And I've never said nothing, because there's something I do want. And I want it of my children. I want it of our children here. I want it of these little babies that were here on the platform. I want to see it in our teenagers' lives and our junior church and every bus kid. I want them just to do right. I just want them to turn out right. I want them to do the will of God. There is something I want. And I'll be honest with you, I think every mother would want that of her children, just that they turn out right. And of course, a Christian mother would say that they do the will of God. I don't know how many times I've heard a story of a mother praying and begging God for something to happen. Maybe it's a child to be saved, or maybe it's a child to be a preacher. And certainly Brother Dale Stewart, often I hear him talk of his mother praying for a preacher boy in the family. And of course, their son is a preacher now. And I've heard him thank the Lord for that. And over and over and over, different things. And I'm going to tell you, all the little gifts and everything, and I'm not making light of any gift, but nothing is better than for a mother to have a child that has turned out right, doing right, loving God. I will never understand a parent that would not want their child to turn out right and to be happy and to have joy. You know, maybe you have already received a little card with all the sprinkly stuff, and as soon as you picked it up, it all fell in your lap. You know what I'm talking about? I've received a whole lot of those. I've received some. I grab them, and instantly I have glue all over my fingers. Do you know what I'm talking about, moms and dads? Sure you do. You've experienced that as well, where maybe you try to open the card and you can't open it because the glue has oozed out of all the little sticky things they put inside, and you try to open that card and you can't because it's glued together, but you still look at it and say, oh, this is wonderful and this is great. Maybe you've got the handprint collection. And every parent should have a handprint collection. It starts out in the nursery and they get their little hand traced. And, oh, this is so wonderful. That's your hand. And then, all through the years you get another handprint and everything. I call that the handprint collection. And those are all nice things. They really are. And they're fun. And you're going to get, I guarantee, we'll go out in the foyer at the end of the service. And there will be, little things given out. Who knows what all is going to be given out today. But the greatest thing in all the world, the greatest thing in all the world is for that child to do whatever God wants him to do. Now, Jesus here has been beaten. He's been spat upon. He's been cursed. His mother's watched. He's had rods have been taken. They've been used to beat him. The cat of nine tails has been lashed across his back, peeling the flesh from his body. The Bible says he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. But the Bible also says God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And Jesus here is dying on the cross, and it's a terrible, terrible death. And as we talked about in Sunday school, he had all of our sins on him, which might have been the worst thing about the whole thing, is he who never sinned, the just for the unjust, he took our place, dying on the cross. But his mother's there, she's watching, and as I think about that, I try to imagine her thoughts. And she could barely recognize him as he's been beaten and bloodied. No one could tell. You could not tell he was a person there because of the torture that he'd gone through. And I imagine tears are running down her cheeks. And Jesus then gives her her gifts for Mother's Day. And I think it had to be maybe something recorded in Scripture, because I think it might be a pattern for us to follow. You say, what can I give my mom? What gift would make her happy? And I've got three things that I think would really, really thrill any mother. And the first one is a gift of hope. The gift of hope. I just cannot imagine a mother not wanting hope, knowing that everything's all right with her child. The gift of hope. Obviously, Mary, from before Jesus' birth, she knew that Jesus was different. She knew that this child would be different. She knew from the announcement of the angel that this child was going to be different. She knew that he would, as he grew up, as he spoke to her and said, I must be about my father's business, she knew that things were going to be a little bit different with her child. But it's her child, and she loves him. And he's hanging on a cross, and he's bleeding, and he's been beaten, and he's going to die there on that cross. And yet Jesus looks down, and he says, behold thy son, as if to say, Mom, this is what it's all about right here. This is why I was born. This is why I came into this world. This is it, Mom. Soon, though, I'll be in heaven. Soon, I will be in heaven, and I will have accomplished that which I was supposed to do. And you know, the thing that I believe would help Mary the most as she watches is, hey, I know this isn't the end. Why? Because of the gift of hope. The gift of hope. There's nothing more precious in this world than when that little child, maybe 5 or 6 years old, maybe 4 years old, but when they come to mom and dad and they say, I want to go to heaven someday. I want Jesus in my heart. I want Jesus as my Savior. I mean, they start out in the nursery and they hear about Jesus. They start out singing songs about Jesus. They start out and as they grow up, they hear more and more about Jesus. They're in the auditorium and they hear the preaching about Jesus, and they watch people get saved and they see people get baptized. And eventually, what a wonderful, wonderful thing it is when we hear them say the words, hey, I want Jesus. I've done bad things. I need Jesus in my heart. And when that child trusts Jesus as Savior, mom gets hope. She gets hope that no matter what happens down the road, my child is going to go to heaven someday. Mary knew that Jesus was going to heaven. You know, that's something you could give to your mom if you've never been saved. That's something, hey, my mom is in heaven. She's been in heaven for a long time. But she knows that I'm going to see her someday. Why? Because I gave her the gift of hope. Because I trusted Christ as my Savior. I gave my mom a lot of cards. I gave her a lot of the glue things and the paste things and all those kind of things. I gave mom flowers as I got older and understood that and didn't steal them from the neighbors and stuff. I mean, I gave mom all kinds of things. But I think the best gift I ever gave my mom was when I told her, Mom, I've asked Jesus to come into my heart and save me. I'm going to heaven someday. That, I think, is one of the best things you could give to your mom today. As Jesus hung there and died right before her eyes, there was no doubt that he was going to heaven. Hey, what if you were in an accident? Does your mom know where you're going? Does she have that hope? What if after the service day, you're out here driving and somebody crosses over the line and hits you head on and you go out into eternity? Will your mom stare into your casket as I've seen so many times and wonder, I wonder where my son is. I wonder where my daughter is. I wonder where they... Let me tell you something. All the flowers, all the cards, all the dinners will never take away the sorrow that a mom would have wondering where that child is when they go into eternity. What if you were the one who died? She who literally went through the jaws of death to bring you into this world. What a great gift to let her know it's not over when you die. There's heaven ahead. The gift of hope. The gift of hope. Does your mom know where you're going when you die? Have you ever told her? We say, well, preacher, I can't tell her because I don't know. Boy, you're in the right place this morning because you can find out. The Bible says we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Every person has. We're all sinners. But the Bible says that Jesus Christ died on the cross to pay for our sins. Well, the punishment for sin is a place called hell. But Jesus died so that we wouldn't have to go to hell. That's what we're reading about here as Jesus is dying on the cross. And my Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And what you need to do is simply call upon Jesus and say, God, I've sinned against you, and I'm sorry for my sin, and I believe you died for me, and I'm asking you to come into my heart and save me, and God will save you. And you can say, Mom, you can have hope now. I've given you hope. I can't think of a better day than Mother's Day for someone to get saved. I can't think. You say, well, you don't understand. I mean, I'm old and you know, I'm an older person. And you need to give your mother hope that she didn't bring you into this world just so you could live a life and die and go to hell. What a terrible thing. What a blessed thing to give the gift of hope as Jesus did to his mother. The second gift that I'd like you to give to your mom today is what I call the gift of honor. The gift of honor. Jesus gave that. What are you talking about, preacher? Well, the Bible says, honor thy father and mother. Honor. What's that mean? That means to bring honor to them with your life. Honor them. Honor them. Oh, well, I honored them. I made them feel real important one time when I received an award or I gave them a little plaque that talked about how they're the best and all those kind of things. But we honor our moms and dads. We give them honor by living the right life. Jesus, as he hangs on the cross, behold thy son. What do you mean? He's saying, I'm doing my Father's will. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do by dying on the cross. It's honoring mom and dad. If you're doing what you're supposed to do, that brings honor to your mom and dad. I don't know how many times I've walked in to make a prison visit, jail visit. Our men that are involved in the Abundant Pardon Prison Ministry know exactly what I'm talking about. And you walk in and you wait, and it may be a little different, and it is a little different for some of the preachers, but when you go to visit somebody in the prison, you sit and you wait with a lot of people. How many times I've sat there and I've waited and I've watched people come in and I've seen a little mother come in. And I've watched her go through all the process, and the whole time there's tears streaming down her cheeks. It's not a pleasant thing. And I try to wonder what she's thinking, and I think many times she's thinking, this isn't what we planned. This isn't what I had in mind. Oh, she still loves that child with all her heart. But sometimes I'll see people walk in, they're ashamed. They're kind of looking around. What a sad thing that is. Let me ask you a question. Does your life honor your mother? I mean, the way you live. Are you honoring? Have you given that gift? Well, I just want to go buy something and just give some money. And yeah, because that's easy. That's easy, isn't it? Just to go out and get some money and buy something? Well, that's a nice thing, but I'm going to tell you something. To say, Mom, I'm doing what God wants me to do, that's bringing honor. I'm doing what's right, that brings honor to a mother. Sure it does. Let me ask you, what are you known for? You know, if somebody were to meet your mom and say, and they didn't know necessarily she was your mom, and but they know you, and she were to say, hey, tell me about so-and-so, what would they say? What would the people at work say? What would your neighbors say? What would folks say about you? What are you known for? Would it bring honor? Oh, yeah. Yeah, oh, so-and-so. Yeah, they could drink more beer than anybody. Oh, yeah, that person? Oh, yeah, sure. Oh, they party better than anyone. Is that what you're known for? That's a shame to a mother. I don't care who the mother is. She brought you into this world, went through the jaws of death so you could be a drunk, so you could be known as the partier, so you could be a criminal, your name's in the newspaper. Or are you known for hard work? Are you known for being honest? Because that brings honor to a parent. That brings honor to a mother. Amen. The gift of honor. I think about Jesus. And though his mother is obviously, it's going to be a very sorrowful time. Woman, behold thy son. By the way, when he says woman, that's not a... He's not belittling her at all. He's honoring her by saying that. That's like saying, ma'am, in those days, behold thy son. Behold thy... I am doing what I was called here to do. I cannot think of anything better to honor a mother with. You know, if you do God's will for your mom today, you will give her the best gift. Well, I went out and tried to find some little doodad to give. Yeah, I've been there before. I remember one year, Dave will remember this easily, and I know Brenda will. One year we had to get a gift. I don't remember if it was Christmas or Mother's Day. And we just had, you know, because you just get a gift. You have to get a gift, right? And so I'm with the kids, and, oh, Dad, we got to get a gift. We got to get a gift. And so we just came to something. You know, it was a potato chipper. Never forget it. And I said, all right, what do you think about this? The kid said, yeah, that'll be good. That's great, because you have to get a gift. And we wrapped that thing up and gave it to her. I don't remember what it was for, but gave her a potato chipper, and it found its way back to the store. Ever since that time, I've been hurt. Not that hurt, though, because I knew that it was just, well, you just have to do something. How much better to say, you know what, Mom, I'm going to do God's will. I've let you down. I've disappointed you. Are you listening to me? I've disappointed you. I've let you down. But I'm going to do what God brought me here to do. What you nearly died to get me here, I'm going to do what God wants me to do. And no matter what it costs, no matter how difficult that thing is, I'm going to please you and I'm going to honor you by doing what I'm supposed to do, by doing right. What are you known for? Are you diligent or are you a quitter? You know what? Every one of us owes it to a mother to turn out right. Well, I have my rights. You don't have any rights. You owe it to your mom to turn out right. You owe it to your mom not to embarrass her. You owe it to your mother to do the will of God. The gift of hope, you could give that today by being saved. The gift of honor, you could do that today by doing God's will. And then the third gift is a gift of help. The gift of help. Jesus is hanging on the cross and he's dying and blood is everywhere. And it's an unbelievable scene that we cannot even begin to imagine in our minds. and Jesus is hanging there. And first he says, "Behold thy son." And he wants her to know he's going to heaven. He wants her to know he's doing the will of the Father. But then he says in verse 27, "Behold thy mother." And he says that to the disciple who is standing there named John, the one that leaned on Jesus' breast, the disciple who Jesus loved, he called himself. And he says, "Behold thy mother." And what he's saying is, he's saying, "I need your help, because I want to help my mother." And the Son of God is paying the price for the sins of mankind, but he still wants to help his mother. And we're too busy to help our mother. Right? We got too much going on. We have our, well, I have my life to live. What about your mother? A gift of help. How many moms are going to get a card today, and what they'd really like is 20 minutes, 30 minutes? How many moms are going to get that quick phone call? "Hey, Mom, I got a lot going on, but just wanted to call and say Happy Mother's Day. Well, talk to you later. Bye." Click. And I'm not putting that down. I'm just saying, have you ever thought that your mom might need some help? She just might need some help. You know, obviously, Jesus would give his mother spiritual help. And when he said, "Behold thy son," obviously, he's saying, "Gaze upon me, look to me, look at me for salvation." You know, Mary had to get saved. Mary wasn't born saved. She had to trust Christ. He was dying for her just like he died for me. "Gaze upon me." Gaze upon me when the tears are flowing, as they were. Gaze upon me. What's he doing? He's giving her help. "Gaze upon me when you don't understand all of this, and as the days go on, and look at me and keep an eye on me." I'm so glad I was able to pastor my mother before she went to heaven. And I was able to say, "You know, Mom, it just always works to keep an eye on Jesus. It's just always right to keep watching Jesus and look at Jesus." I still can clearly remember sitting in the Kmart parking lot in Gas City, Indiana, and pulling into a little parking place there and looking over at my mom and telling her that the doctors had diagnosed her with Alzheimer's. And I can still remember my mom putting her head on my shoulder and just crying. And I had my arm around her and I rubbed her shoulder. And I said, "Mom, just keep your eyes on Jesus. It'll be okay. It'll be all right." You know, if you haven't got your eyes on Jesus, you're going to have a hard time helping Mom. Get your eyes on Jesus, and then you can help her to get her eyes on Jesus too. Do you understand? As time goes, there's going to be hard times. Jesus says, "Behold thy son." "Mom, just keep your eyes on me. It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right." I'm so glad I was able to help my mom with Alzheimer's disease. And always to say, "Mom, just keep your eyes on Jesus." And I didn't have to say it as one who didn't know. I was able to say it as one who has had to keep his eyes on Jesus as well. But he not only helped her spiritually, he helped her physically. "John, take care of my mom. I won't be able to. I'm about to die." You know, John did. John did take care of her. What an example that is. You say, "You know, I spent hours trying to find the right card." I wish you'd have spent hours pulling weeds around her house. I wish you'd have spent hours vacuuming the house for her. Hours dusting. Hours cleaning the bathroom. I wish we would do things like that. Well, if I, you know, I'm just looking for that perfect gift. Helper. Helper. I mean, seriously, to get a bouquet of flowers is a nice thing. But she'd rather sit and drink coffee with you some morning for about an hour, to be honest with you. And you know what? We all know that, don't we? We all know what she wants. In fact, she'll tell you, couldn't you just come and see me sometime? You say, you're trying to guilt trip me? Yes. Yeah. Because my mom's been in heaven for quite a few years now, and I'd give anything to just be able to sit down and talk to her again. I'll do it someday, and I'll be able to. But I think I watch people. My wife and I were at the nursing home yesterday, and I looked around at the ladies, and I thought, so many of these ladies will have no one come and see them. Well, they'll get a little card. They'll get maybe get a little acknowledgement or something like that, but they won't have what they really want, and that is somebody to come and help them the way they need to be helped. I so admire Chuck and Donna Pearson. Amen. They know how to take care of a mother. Mothers. Yeah. You said, why? I just don't know. Yeah, that's because you haven't learned about the gift of help. Amen. Amen. Helper. Some of you teenagers today, you say, there's just really, my mom has everything. No, she doesn't. She never has everything. As long as you could help her. There's not a mother in this room has everything. They can always use somebody to do the cleaning. They can always use somebody to help out with maybe a purchase of some kind, or help out with bills, or help out with, you know, hey, listen to me. You have an opportunity to do something. Give a gift of help. Jesus was bleeding. He was dying on the cross, but he made sure his mother had help. He made sure of it. How about you? You live in a nice home and she lives in a shack? Your mother. What can I give your mom or give my mom? Well, you could give her the gift of hope. Tell her you know you're going to heaven. What kind of gift would give her the gift of honor? Let her know that you're doing the will of God. Quit embarrassing her with your lifestyle. What could I possibly give her the gift of help? Where instead of soothing your conscience and going out here and buying a card, you say, here's an hour, Mom. Whatever you want me to do, you got it. And I won't roll my eyes. And I won't gripe, and I won't complain. I'm doing this for you. And you know what, Mom? I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it again. And I'm going to do it, and I'm going to do it again. And you know what? You're my mom, and I'm just going to help you whenever you need my help, instead of giving you an attitude, instead of rolling my eyes, instead of acting like, who do you think you are? I'm going to start being a real help to you, Mom. You know, Mom almost died to bring you here. Just makes sense that we would want to give the gift of help. Jesus is dying, and on the cross, he pays attention to his mother. He gives her the gift of hope. Mom, I'm going to heaven. He gives her the gift of honor. I'm doing my Father's will. He gives her the gift of help. John, take care of Mom. What are you giving Mom this Mother's Day? Let's bow our heads, please.